It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I got a new game for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Catfished or Not Catfished.
Okay.
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read you three stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you the dating story, the situation, and you tell me if the person involved with the dating story has been catfished or not catfished.
Okay.
Okay. So here's our first story. There's a guy, he's sort of a TikTok star. He's not like a huge star. He doesn't have like millions and millions of followers, but he's a known kind of entity in a certain, in a few certain circles. He and his brother do swimming videos and they're both pretty hot. So they get a lot of women, probably men too, but I think they've made it known that they are heterosexual. So they get a lot of women coming after them. And one of the brothers is this guy named Matt. And he was really digging this one girl who every time she posted, every time he saw her TikTok, it looked like she was like super hot.
Mm-hmm.
She convinced him to fly 650 miles to meet her because they live 650 miles apart. And she said, take me out on a date. And he just crazy, impulsive, got on a plane and flew from, I think like he was in Nebraska and she was in, I don't know, 650 miles away from Nebraska.
Ohio.
There we go. Do you know the story?
No.
Oh, okay. But you're just guessing.
I figured what was 600 miles away from that. So
fine. She's in Ohio.
Okay.
So when he got there, was he catfished or was he not catfished?
He's not cat. If she wants him to come there to take her out, that's not a catfish.
No. The idea of catfishing is she lures him online, gets him to get on a plane, fly all the way to where she is. And when he gets there, she's like a 50-year-old man.
So that's the whole trick, is to get somebody to like you online and just talk through texts, not actually show up in person.
Okay. You don't watch as much Catfish as I do, but a lot of the premise is that somebody who is insecure or not as good looking or not as popular may catfish somebody that they think is that they're like dating up, you know, punching up to date them. And they figure like, we have good chemistry online. We go back and forth so much. They're going to fall in love with my personality so much that when they show up 650 miles away and I look nothing like my picture and I'm not that girl, they're going to be like, well, I don't really care because I fell in love with the person.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they hope for. So there are a lot of people that catfish that, you know, after a period of time will convince you to come meet them because they feel like you're so committed emotionally by then that it doesn't matter what you look like.
Okay. Before you get on a plane, before you start making those types of travel plans, get on FaceTime. Because you always hear somebody on Catfish say, I tried to FaceTime and their phone didn't work, or there's always an excuse why you can't FaceTime. Get on Zoom. If you can't get on Zoom and we can't talk like this, I ain't coming.
Does it help knowing he's 25 and maybe not a good decision maker, or maybe a great decision maker? I'm just painting the whole picture for you. I'm giving you all the options.
I think that she's straight up and he did not get catfished.
You are 100% right, my friend.
Really?
Yep. He did not get catfished. She was everything that was promised. In fact, when he got there, it was even better than he could have imagined. Like, she was just so much more charming and funny because she was relaxed when she was with him. Whereas like, you know, over social media. So her name is Taylor. She's 25. His name is Matt. He's 26. And that's how they met. They met over his TikTok. And when he got off the plane, the first thing he said to her was, phew, I was sure I was being catfished. That was literally the first thing he said to her. Mm-hmm. I was sure you were a catfish. But the reason why we know the story now is because they've been dating for quite a while. It's been going really well. They've been going back and forth to each other's hometowns. And the relationship is, it's fire right now.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't Zoom with somebody now. I mean, you can have dinner with that person every single night on Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
You know, you can do everything you can with them, almost with them there.
And they did. They FaceTimed like crazy. So there you go. Okay. Here's catfished or not catfished story number two.
Okay.
All right. There's a dude named Mario. He's from Wisconsin. He was brokenhearted. His wife, the love of his life, divorced him.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. He was so depressed and so hurt. He started drinking. He put on a ton of weight.
It's all they do in Wisconsin anyway.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his friends were like, dude, you got to get it together. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know what? I can't get it together here in Wisconsin. And oddly enough, I don't know if his company had an office in London, but for some reason he decides he's going to move to London.
Mm-hmm.
So he moves to London to get away from her and get away from all of his sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And he stops drinking. He gets in amazing shape and he gets on a dating app. So he's on the dating app and he meets this incredible girl named Hannah. Like, they are jiving. Like, she knows immediately, like, everything that she's into, he's into. They just have so much in common. And they start this online love affair.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know what? Let's meet up. I mean, I'm in London. You're in West London. We're not that far from each other. Like, let's meet up. Was he catfished? Or
yes.
Was he not? No, why do you think he was catfished?
Because I thought you were going to say she lives in Wisconsin and he had to fly back to see her. But I don't know. I mean, if he's in London, she's in London, it's real close. They could have met real quick for a minute to get a drink or something.
No, that's what they wanted to do. They'd been online back and forth. They seemed to have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, let's not do the online bullshit back and forth.
It didn't go on for weeks and weeks or months and months.
Right. Didn't go on that long because he said, you know, she knew he had a broken heart and he just didn't want to prolong it. He's like, if it's right, we'll know when we see each other. If it's not right, we'll know. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want this to go on forever. I just got out of something. I don't want to be in another complicated relationship. Let's just meet up. And she said, fine, let's meet up. So was he catfished or was he not catfished?
Yeah, I'm going to say she wasn't what he thought because the conversation didn't go on that long.
You're really good at this game.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what's really interesting. She was legit, except she wasn't Hannah. She was using a fake profile. She was his roommate, Caroline, who was madly in love with him and afraid to admit it.
Really?
So
now that's a movie. Yep. That's a Netflix rom-com right there.
Right? Isn't that like Notting Hill or one of them? I mean, it's right
there. I think
there.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. So basically he was catfished-ish. I mean, catfished in the way that she didn't come out and say, I'm in love with you, but it's his roommate. So he went all the way to West London to meet the woman that he lived with, his roommate.
Right. Now, I think that would ruin it because, dude, come on. We've been talking the whole time. You've been in the next room. You could have just opened the door and said, do me now.
Well, that's the thing. They had hooked up. At one point they had hooked up, but they were doing like a friends with benefits thing. And he just thought that they were both cool with the friends with benefit thing. And she was afraid to say, I'm not cool with friends with benefits. I'm kind of in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what ended up happening was he was, again, because he had been divorced and he had this terrible history, he was not interested. He was like, you lied to me. You weren't honest. Had you said from the beginning? But I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think the punani was not that good. If the punani mm-hmm. would have been good and she was really hot, then, it's beautiful and this was meant to be. But no, he got some. He didn't like it. She was, you know, not that attractive.
He wasn't all that into it. Maybe she's too dumb for him or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's an excuse. That's an out right there.
Yeah. So his out was, you lied to me. I can never trust you again. So
right.
Yeah. So that relationship ended and obviously they no longer live together. Okay. Here's the third and last catfished or not catfished story. Olivia met Matt on Tinder. Okay. They started messaging back and forth. They did start talking on the phone. It seemed like it was a thing. Like, they started talking, they started messaging. They were both kind of being a little cagey about it. Like, they weren't getting on FaceTime. They weren't trying to get on Zoom or meet in person. They were both keeping it like kind of close to the vest.
Mm-hmm.
Because the main problem was Matt lived in Detroit and Olivia lived in Canada. So they were both like, you know, it's
not
COVID.
That far. It depends on which part of Canada. It could be 10 minutes away, but.
Right, right. No, 100%. Okay. But the big problem they had is that it was COVID.
Right.
And Canada closed the borders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So for a year, all through the pandemic, for a whole year, they kept in touch. They flirted a little, but they didn't make it a big thing because in case it wasn't anything, they didn't want to like spend a year. It's kind of like the kind, I don't know if you've ever been like this with somebody where you're busy doing other stuff, you're working, there's things going on, but you always keep that one person on the back burner just in case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in case. So Canada lifts its restrictions last week and Matt decides he's going to Canada to meet Olivia. When he got there, was it Olivia? Was she the woman she said she was, or was he catfished?
I'm going to say he was not catfished because I don't think you catfish on Tinder. I think Tinder is a photo you put up that was maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, but I don't think it's the wrong person. I think
it's very easy to catfish on dating sites, by the way. You upload photos, they don't verify it. I could put pictures of you up there and say I'm you.
I'm saying you could do that, but don't take it to the point where I'm going to come meet you. So, I'm going to say he was not catfished. Maybe 5, 6, 7 years, the photo was too old, but it was a girl and her name was Olivia.
He was not catfished. You are correct once again. You did really well with this game. He was not catfished. They are madly in love. It was such a big story. It made news all over Detroit. It was like the lead story in the Detroit Free Press this week because everybody was like, this guy's getting catfished. I can't believe he's flying all the way to Canada to see this woman he met on Tinder a year ago. Like what an idiot. What a ruse.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he got there and she was everything she said and more. And they're super happy.
The photo is going to be a little bit off, but the name is going to be the same and it's going to be the same person. You're going to be surprised that they're 20 pounds heavier and 5 years older. But other than that, it's going to be the same person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm good at that.
Good. Good job. You did very well in this dating game, surprisingly.